We want to build a community and share other women's stories.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Tea with TE podcast. This is the She Who Leads series. And today I'm very excited. We've got Sunshine Burkett, the Senior Vice President at Infogain, with us. And Sunshine, you've got such a great history to share, but also we're talking about women lifting women today. And I can't wait to talk about this with you. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining. It's always useful just to start with a little bit about you. So do you mind just giving our listeners a bit of background just in terms of career history and just, I guess, how you've got to where you are today?
Sure, absolutely. So I actually chose probably the road less commonly chosen these days, and got married super, super young. And my very first real job was gathering requirements to put in an IT scheduling system for a company I worked for. So very much started out as like what we would call a BA and then eventually a project manager in the early days. At that time, I was just doing what I knew needed to be done to get done in the systems and whatever it took. I actually then moved on to moving into full-on project management and then into professional services. But it wasn't until I was probably 10 years into doing that I actually went back to school. So, yeah, definitely a road not normally taken. In the meantime, I had 4 kids. So, like, you know, it was like, oh, the backwards of everything. But that's okay. From there, went on to running P&Ls, growing regions, all in IT professional services. So literally 25 years completely in the same industry. Mm-hmm. Although I could tell you, I would have thought I would have been in IT if you would ask me earlier. So
yeah, I guess one of those things you don't really think about unless you're kind of focused on a career path. But it's been huge transitions for you, and obviously being in the transformation space for your career, it's obviously been very much where you, like, it's got you to where you are today. And like you say, it's not necessarily what you thought about, but is it something that you are enjoying? Like, what is, like, how are you feeling about it now that you are where you are?
I love it. I love it, but I can't say I've always loved it, right? Mm. So through the career, I think inevitably, like, change happens. It's going to happen. It happens everywhere. And when you're raising kids and trying to, you know, make the bills and also get to sports stuff and also, like, establish teams that are accomplishing things, that are actually able to execute, not just stay busy, it's a really interesting back and forth from, you want big growth for your companies. You want the accolades. I mean, let's be honest. We all want a little more in our paychecks, right? So, like, there's that driving you, but there's also, you know, how are we going to get there? What needs to happen? You know, what do you find along the way and holes that you know you can solve just because you've seen it from a different point of view? So it is definitely, I love it. But when I was younger, I thought for sure I'd be a lawyer. And then I thought, I'd be a stay-at-home mom. So my thought was always stay home, have like 8 kids and just do that. Being a single mom didn't lead me to that situation. So it was, all right, what do I see? Where can I help? What can I get in and do? Use my brain and figure out how I can actually push things forward.
Yeah, amazing. And we'll touch upon the single mum piece and I guess how that kind of shaped your career in a little while. But I think in terms of your experience from an organization perspective, you've worked obviously large scale, you've worked in the hyperscaler environment. Obviously ThoughtWorks was a huge kind of growth journey for you when you were there. What's it been like kind of with the change in pace in these different businesses, but I'm sure there will have been some big lessons along the way. What have some of those looked like for you?
For sure. So many lessons. The interesting in a smaller company, you know, the goal is to get from 25 million to 50 million to 75 million in revenue. It's
Yeah.
these little bumps, and you're just making little tweaks along the way, but they work, right? But they're little
Yeah.
tweaks. When we moved into when I moved into ThoughtWorks and then moved over into basically bringing in new business and really changing the way we looked at approaching our partnerships with our clients and our customers, there it took on a totally different realm because it was all about what value can we bring to them? Not so much how much little bit can we get incrementally for ThoughtWorks, but how am I actually changing things for my customers? And how are they seeing the benefits from it? And that was, it was a change from an internal company view to like how I'm helping other people at other companies. And that was really, really exciting. And then from there, moving over to Globant, such a massive, huge company, right? And being able to make changes, big changes, but because it's such a big company, the changes are you get hardly measurable at times, right? And so it did play a little bit into like where long term do I want to go? And actually, kind of what caught me to come back and stay at like at the InfoGain size company. You can make big changes and actually impact a lot of people's lives, companies by just doing the right thing and at the right size. So,
Yeah, so such different experiences across all of those different businesses. And you're right, obviously, the smaller, the more opportunity you have not only to implement change for yourself within the business, but also for the businesses that you're supporting. I like that way of thinking about it. I guess you don't always naturally conclude with that. I think sometimes it's too hard to look outside. It's a bit of a different perspective. Along the way, you obviously took some time out, and that's something that we'll talk a lot about during this session because I think it has been instrumental to kind of getting you back to where you are today. So how did that come about, and I guess what did you take from it?
Came about a couple of years ago. I had been doing new business sales, running teams, doing awesome. Actually, one of the impetuses that helped ThoughtWorks on their huge trajectory. And then I got this amazing opportunity to do a go-to-market for mergers and acquisitions. So really cool, global. Got to help other companies we purchased like really fold into the fold. I was super excited. Big promotion at the. Literally within 2 weeks, I had found out that my boss and a peer of mine had was were leaving and was asked to actually go back and fill their roles. So a step back from my cool role, go fill their roles for about 6 months or so. And it was a solid 6 months of working three jobs. And it was to the point of like hair falling out working three jobs. Like just could not like you go to sleep thinking about it, you dream about it, you wake up, your first thing you're doing in front of the camera, you know, it's just all day long. Even the like getting sick and like not being able to like, you know, get on and do forecasting calls, but still having to like text from bed where your numbers are at, all those kinds of things. And it really kind of shook me a little bit. For up until that point in my career, but I was about 20 years into my career, my job had really defined me. I found my worth in my job. I found who I was. I felt important because of the job I had. And then I had three of them, and it absolutely took me to the point where I, in a sense, did not become a person outside of work. Like my family didn't really see me a lot or know me a lot, right? It was a lot of hard struggles. And it was a good 6 months of doing that. And then finally figured out they hired people could backfill me. And then ThoughtWorks said, you know, I don't think we're going to do mergers and acquisitions anymore. And I was like, okay, I think it's time I need to take a break because I've completely defined myself for 20 years by my job, got an amazing promotion, and change happens. Companies change their direction all the time. Boards change direction, right? And that happens. You sit back and reflect and go, it had nothing to do with me. the company, but now I'm not sure my place. I don't know if this is what I want to do. And it did happen at a time when I happened to, all my kids had graduated high school. So it was a really interesting time in my life. So my kids had all graduated high school, and my house had been on the market for about 5 months. And right about that time, we had gotten an offer on our house. And so we lived in Texas at the time. I looked at my husband and I said, "What do we want to do? Because I don't really know." Right. And I felt a little devastated, a little hurt. Everything I'd worked toward, the direction changed, you know. And we literally sold everything. So much everything. We had three of those little pods, you know, the pods that come deliver stuff and take it. We had three of those filled, but everything else we got rid of, and we took our two Bernedoodles and we moved to Costa Rica.
As you do.
As one did, right? Like, we vacationed there a lot. We knew a lot of people there, but for no other reason than one, he worked remote, so he could work from there. And two, get back to nature, figure out what simple is, you know, go back to what's it look like with no stress. My entire life changed upside down pretty much in that move, from just being so busy and identified yourself with work to go to a country where I don't speak Spanish. So not only can I not even identify with like my work that I chose but not doing at the moment, to I can't even have normal conversations with people because Spanish is not a natural language for me. And it was interesting because I found myself incredibly lonely, which, you know, I never thought I'd be. I was got kids, I was got work, right? All that. So it was very lonely.
It's just a period of reflection, right? Change from job, probably burnt out, well, most likely burnt out from what you've said. Children all left home, so this kind of like mum neediness is gone. And so you're kind of like, well, who does need me? What do I need? And actually, so many of us don't really have that time to actually think about it. And you kind of don't think, well, what do I want? Like it's a great reflection opportunity, but equally quite daunting, particularly as you say, if you've been doing something for 20 years and then all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, what am I doing? And obviously at the time you think like you say, you used to go on holiday to Costa Rica, so like it was, you knew it, but you don't know it to live there. So again, it's like this new learning of you, but somewhere else. But as you say, kind of that time to pause and reflect. Actually, when you and I first met, you were in Costa Rica and you were literally what it looked like in the jungle, surrounded completely by nature, and it looked amazing. But yes, maybe not for living all the time. It's hard when you've, well, I guess just so much change all at once, which must have been difficult.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You've talked a little bit around checking yourself. And I think that's where this reflection point came from for you, right? It was like, okay, where do I go from here? I mean, in Costa Rica, I don't speak the language. I don't know what I want to go and do. Like that is a great time for you, but equally a very difficult one, I think. And I think you kind of came out that a different person at the end of it. So would just love to hear that a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely. So down there, lonely, trying to figure it out. We thought at one point, like, maybe we should open a hotel. Maybe it should be in hospitality. Or my husband's always wanted to open a restaurant. I love to cook. So, like,
Love that.
we literally went through like all these different scenarios, right? Of like things that we can do that we love. And then I found out a couple of funny things. We were like, oh, open a restaurant in Costa Rica. This would be perfect. We'll mix America. Like, got it. Then I realized, like, going to the fishmonger and then going 3 hours to the vegetable market and then not speaking the language, again, a problem. My thing was, like, what if they don't like my food? What, you know, that kind of thing. You got it. And then I determined through some of that, if I sunk myself fully into stuff I love, like cooking or The hospitality thing was, we thought it would be cool to redecorate a hotel. If I sunk myself so far into that, though, would I still love it? Or would what I love become something I can't stand? And would I be able to separate myself from it? Because the nice thing and the beautiful thing about work is you can do it, but you can also step away and do other things you love. So it was about 3 months of us, is it that, or is it what I was doing, or is it something else? And I did have a goal. At least 3 times a week, I spoke to colleagues, friends, women back home. Wanted to stay in touch, but two, just to see if it was would continue to ignite like my brain and my passion and really the value I could bring to clients, because that was part of something I love, but I didn't have to do it full time and it didn't have to consume me. And that's really what I ended up finding, is I actually didn't love what I did. I just sunk myself in it so far that I lost who I was in the process. And it took the time to take a step back and go, you can do both. You absolutely can. And you don't have to live in a land where you can't speak the language in order to do that. So that became the journey of moving back to America.
Landed in Florida.
Landed in Florida, yes. Landed in Florida. In full transparency, as I was trying to figure out what I loved, what I did, and all that kind of stuff, I knew I still wanted to get back into professional services. I recognized that there was a gap in my overall experiences. So I had worked for smaller professional services companies, ThoughtWorks being the largest one at the most hyperscale of its growth that there was. I had never worked for a company the size of Globant with 30,000 people, and I worked with their largest client here in Central Florida, which is also a massive, right, a client to have. And so I then basically dove headfirst into these two massive companies with the goal of, one, helping to teach people what I was able to do prior, but also learn for myself the difference. Do I love this? Do I want to stay here? Do I want to see? Is there change going to happen? How am I going to help other people in the process? And so that was coming back and really going, year and a half, I dove full in to the huge companies that they were, and again, felt very lonely. So
Interesting.
yeah, going from not speaking the language in another country to being back home in the biggest, huge companies around and feeling alone. So I realized, yeah, maybe too big. Might be too big for me. You know, I can make change. I made a lot of change. Great stuff. Did very well help for the company. So it wasn't about accomplishments, but it was probably a lot about community, networking, being able to help others, being part of something that's everybody's driving towards the same thing for the common goal. And so I really then started seeking out, what is the right size company, the right kind of role, where can I make the biggest difference, which is kind of where I landed.
This is where things kind of started to change for you as well, right? When you were thinking about, okay, the power of community and supporting other women. And I think it's interesting how you say you felt lonely in such a large business, because if you haven't got those kind of small pockets of community in there, I can see how that can happen. Obviously, it must be so siloed. And actually, it's like, rather than kind of saying we're a team, it's large enough where you can easily get lost within that. So this is why I really love like places where you've got a sense of community or female networks or any kind of network that is actually helping you to kind of feel that sense of purpose. And again, that's something we kind of talk a lot about within the She Who Leads series, because I think ultimately, if you're getting out of bed every day, you kind of still have to have that sense of fulfillment, or like that you're united into something. It doesn't have to be everything about work, like you say, because actually I think that is also, we get too lost in that, and that's why people burn out, because they think it's be all and everything and we just have to be 100% all the time. It's like that's not actually physically possible. I think sometimes we have to accept that you can't be 100% mum and 100% at work. I personally don't feel like that is a thing. Like there's something always that has to give, but it depends obviously what that is. But from your side, like, let's talk a little bit about this kind of the community piece. And obviously, I know you join Women in Technology. That's something that I think we should talk about. And then it obviously then kind of spiraled you into more and more of these communities. So, do you want to just share a bit about that?
So actually, even before all this, when I was back at ThoughtWorks, I had joined the local Chamber of Commerce Executive Women's Group
Okay.
because, right, like I thought, like this is a great place. And I went to a good 50% of their meetings and met really, really awesome women who just wanted to do the same thing I did, invest in people's lives and be a community. But since I moved to Costa Rica, that kind of fell out and all that kind of stuff. So after being back here in Florida and starting to get my feet underneath me, really discovering what I was looking for, I got pretty heavy into women in tech, both like on Slack and on their communities, but then locally they get together twice a month. And then there's like, and then there was like going to the Chiefs, the women, the Chiefs thing,
Yes.
and actually surrounding yourself with more women who really want to give back to women. We have more conversations around what it's like to go through the valleys of life and the mountains and the depths than how we could help each other in our jobs. That became like a
Yeah.
third question. Like it wasn't even about that. And I started to really recognize that this is what I love doing, where I love giving back, being a part of giving back, being able to talk about my challenges, challenges as a single mom, challenges about, I was in IT and I didn't even have an IT degree. Like, just all those things that we deal with in our head and just don't know what to do about it. And then find out every other woman has them too. So talk about them. And that was really eye-opening to me. Definitely. Very eye-opening to me. So
Was this at Globant, or yeah, okay. So how did like this probably helped you, I imagine, in turn kind of figure out maybe this, I'm in this space, it's too big for me. But equally, like what were the learnings while you were kind of getting started in this space?
I think the most blaring one is the whole reason I even joined some of the local ones was because people at my client were just, we became friends and they were like, oh my goodness, you would love this group. And so it was like, I remember earlier I was talking about the value we bring to our customers and our customers bring to us. And I finally realized like, this is a back and forth. Even if I'm in services, portion of my job is part of sales, but in that is, we're both in this together. You need help, I need help. We've got to do it together, right? And so that like completely opened my eyes to the impact we can have even in our jobs and in our work, doing what we're doing at work.
Yeah.
And it really drove me to push harder for community. So now I'm surrounded with the community. I don't, obviously my clients have changed and all that, but I'm surrounded with the community that I met and I found because I was searching for community and women showed up.
Good. Yeah, amazing. And it's so easy to do, right? It's like it's really not that hard, but as soon as you kind of have that sense of purpose or some kind of sense of belonging, like you say, you don't have to be. You and I have become friends because of just kind of talking to each other so frequently. And I think it's just easy. It doesn't always have to be something that it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to overthink things. You don't always have to have the answer to something. Sometimes it's just like an opportunity to be able to speak to somebody who might be going through a similar thing that you're going through. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like navigating this world having four children. And so for you to kind of have done that without really having that sense of community until now is crazy. Because I just think that amazing to you. You've done so well. But yes, I'd just love to share more around, like, I know when I asked you about it the other day, you kind of just said, I wish I'd have done it sooner. So what was there something holding you back? Like, why, or was it that you were just working too much? Why didn't you kind of go into it more at that point?
I definitely was working too much, right? Like, let's be very, I shouldn't downplay it because I missed most of my kids' sports stuff because I was busy working, right? Like, I chose that. The problem with choosing that work too much is the community you surround yourself with is what actually makes you healthy at work.
Yeah.
It's what actually makes you healthy as a
And
parent.
in life, right?
Yes. And in life, like, so I almost feel like, beginning, even my kids missed out on me being a lot more well-rounded and more, I didn't know how to show up to football games and have a conversation about the football game because all I could talk about was work. And so again, it like separated me further. And if I could look back at my younger self, I would say take the time. I made so many excuses because I was trying, I wanted to pay the bills. I wanted to, put food on the table. All of those are good, well-intentioned things. So it wasn't like I was purposely choosing things that weren't well-intentioned, just not well-rounded. And, then it definitely skewed a lot of probably my thinking a good 10 years ago, for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, with becoming a new mum, that was a real shift for me. Like, I'm in London, it's a big city. Like, I was always networking, always doing something for myself. And then all of a sudden, when you have a new human to look after, you just think, I don't have time now for myself. And it took about 6 months. And then my husband was like, go and do something for you. Like, you don't have to just be here all the time. But obviously it's a learning process to kind of rediscover that again, for sure. But yeah, that sense of community. I joined a local mum's yoga group. And there are now 50 mums in that group. And I just bump into them whenever I'm out walking. I bumped into two yesterday afternoon. And I just thought, you know what? It's so nice that I can just have stop and have people that we can kind of just have, like, well, I guess, well-intentioned conversations with. But there's nothing that you expect off the back of it, which I think is really nice. And it just kind of brings us back, I guess, to community and purpose and knowing that you've got people there if you need them.
Yep. I think it
Why
also,
do Oh yeah, go for
I was going to say,
it.
I think it also helped with, I hate being in a large room and being the only feeling like the only person. I'm not a huge extrovert, even though you wouldn't think that, but I'm not. And doing stuff in small groups, large groups with women, and looking around and going, I bet 50% of them feel the same way too. Like, that helped check my own insecurities because that was hard, right? I was almost expected to be ready, and I could look at everybody and I'm not. Like, I'm just here to have a little
Feel the
chat.
same as you. Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. Why do you think it is so hard for women to show up, not only just for themselves, but a lot of times I do find that women don't always want to show up for other women either. I think we're kind of slowly changing that. I think we're hopefully bringing down barriers around that because we shouldn't have to just compete all of the time. But why do you think that is? You've probably come across it as much as I have.
I feel there's a lot of, not competition, but you want to always feel like people see you as the best you can possibly be. And let's be real, we're never all on 100%. And I really come to the place that I'd rather people meet me at the 50% or at the 75%, but know me when I can be 100. But they realize I'm a real person just like them. And so I think there's a lot of like, oh, they're perfect. They're perfect. No one's perfect. But it takes us a while to like readjust that in our brain because, we're inundated with the commercials and, the people making it to the top or the jet setters or I want the best outfit, right? Like whatever it is. And so we compare this, kind of the way we are. So I
Yeah, I know. It's a hard one, isn't it? I think the more that we can kind of break that down is really to champion groups like this and to obviously try and be there and support one another as best we can. This kind of leads us on a little bit to imposter syndrome, which I think is one of those things that everybody always talks about. There's no answer. And it's a bit like you just say you can go into that room and people can look at you and think, oh, Sunshine's here 1000%. But actually inside you're like, I'm here 5% and I've had this just happened to me. I'm present, but I'm maybe not fully present. There's obviously different things that impact why we doubt ourselves. But have you come across that yourself in these situations?
Absolutely, especially walking into a room where I have to say, I think some of it goes back to the degree not getting one right as a teen, right out of high school, and in waiting, looking at all these very accomplished, scholarly in their jobs and everything, such accomplished women, and I'm like, but I've accomplished a ton and raised kids and all this stuff, but I never gave myself credit for any of that. Like that just in my mind wasn't good enough. And I think it took, I still go through it. So I can't even say I don't, right? Because I still like, I have a conference this week and a conference next week. I guarantee you, I will walk into both of them and I will be like, wow, these people are way better than me. And it's,
Not better.
but
Wrong word.
that's the internal, right? And you know that we're the same. Everybody's got a thing. Everybody struggles, right? We are the same. And I constantly have to check myself on that. Because if I were to ever think that I'm any better than any of the others, that's shame on me. Because we all struggle. We all go through life and it
Yeah,
is
so true.
hard.
So true. So true. Thinking about kind of this new role, your female community, what are you thinking about doing? Like what's the plan from a female network perspective?
I did get blessed with a company that actually does take a strong stance for women in tech. So that it was very important to me, although not a whole bunch at the management executive level, but we're working on that. But they at least have a strong community around it. I've been working so hard at making sure that I continue to internally network and not in the same maybe roles or maybe even in the same type of jobs, but knowing that they're, as I started out my career, right, as a BA putting in a scheduling system, there are others out that are maybe testers or in marketing, just doing something completely different, but all want to grow in their career, but also in their community. And there, I try to be very intentional, to reach out. And to make sure that they feel like they're heard, and I'm a person that will be there to support them. We have a pretty good mentorship program working
That's
on
good.
making it bigger, and stronger. And then eventually, I'm hoping to get us into like Girls Who Code and Anita Bjorg, just because
Amazing.
I really believe in those areas. So that's where I hope to take us soon. On a personal note, like I want to hear all the baking and cooking chats. I want to get pictures of animals. I want to help with anyone having parenting questions or what it's like being an empty nester. So those are all the things I'm personally hoping to get out of it as well.
Yes, there's a lot to do for lots of people, right? But it's nice so long as you say, like this mentorship on your mind, or there's just something that I guess not only you're doing, but it's being driven internally. These are the small changes that I think everybody can help to can make to help drive and grow particularly women in tech, because it's a space that's still small. And it's interesting about the exec level because we see it so frequently. And sadly, it is still the things around like coming back from work and being a working parent. A lot of times the mum is the person that takes the step back from career. And so we do still see that gap. And it's something that I think is acknowledged, but obviously that no one has the answer to that yet either, unfortunately. But thank you for kind of helping and building and wanting to shape and share community. And I guess for having the confidence to kind of say, do you know what? I'm happy to show up for other women because I think more and more of us are doing it, which is good. And it's nice that we're kind of building that space. From your side, and these are a couple of questions that we normally ask, and you kind of talked about that piece of advice that you wish you'd have given to yourself, the younger you, which obviously a lot of times we don't have chance to look back, and then you kind of go, oh my gosh, like why did I think that that was so important when obviously it really wasn't, but at the time it was like the biggest thing in your life, and it consumes you. So we all go through those phases, but from a as a leader and as a mentor and as a mum, what legacy would you like to leave behind?
I really hope people say she was kind and she was giving. Those would be, for me, those would be like the two keywords that I hope people see along the way.
That's amazing. And I'm sure, do you know what? I think sometimes people think far too elaborately for these things. And actually, that's just really nice. It's like you're very genuine. You can tell that that's come from you. I think you're kind and giving. So I think that certainly is kind of showing throughout this conversation as well. And obviously, just in terms of looking back, obviously you mentioned something around what you'd say to the younger version of you, but is there anything else you kind of look back on and go, oh gosh, like why did I do that?
Have goals, write them down, right? Like I've been thinking about this now for a while. Yeah, have goals, write them down, and tell people. That is so that I feel is part of the imposter syndrome true. We don't also we don't tell people what our goals are, so people don't know how to help us get to them. I didn't know how to write them down. You know, to me, I was like, oh, I want to own a jet, but like, no, I don't own a jet, but.
I
But if we write them down and we put a plan in place, it's amazing, amazing how much as goals with a small plan in place, you
Yeah.
actually accomplish things you never thought you could.
So
So.
true. I am a big believer in that, and I lead my teams in that way. For me, like to be goal oriented is so much more visual. And as you say, then kind of putting it out to the world, it's that whole manifestation piece that I think is a whole different topic completely, but it's true. It does it helps to make things happen for sure. And having that accountability, I think is equally important, right? And you're right. I think sometimes, like especially with other people, you might be too afraid to kind of say, this is what I want to go and get, rather than saying, do you know what? I'm going to go and get it. And this is the what, how do you help me get there? That's a great way to reframe it. In terms of other women or people in general, doesn't have to be women that have shown up for you. How did they show up and what did that do to help you?
So I had two really amazing bosses sometime throughout my career, both women. They both at times saw potential in me I didn't know I had or could never recognize, right? Because they were just further in their lifelong career. And they took me under their wing in a very quickly, very short, and it wasn't for a long time, but they gave me a quick crash course in what I needed for the next 6 to 9 months. And I'm going to say this, and I will finish with something kind of like it, but to fake it until I made it. Like literally, that's what I thought I was doing. And quick little crash course, fake it till you make it. Except for like 2 months into doing that, you realize you're not faking it. You're actually doing it. And so, like, I think we tell ourselves, oh, I'm gonna fake it until I make it. No, you're making it if you're already doing it. If you're, you will have changed direction very quickly if you got no benefit. That was just a huge eye-opening moment for me. They saw potential, gave me some great nuggets of truth at the right time, and then kind of set me up in a spot where I really could take it and learn and grow.
Wow, I love that. Great, great bit of advice. It's so true. So true. Yeah, so true. And how do you personally define success now for you, like where you are today?
Definitely, in the feedback I get from others. So that is very big for me. I guess I've learned that's my love language. But differences I can make in their lives, right? Or things that they will say to me when they'll call something out about me, and I'll be like, that is a great characteristic. Can you see that? And I've made that difference in your life. To me, that is success in itself, that you can kind of show a way, pave a way, and people can see it and go, I want to be like that, or help me be like that, or help me get over this, just this little struggle right here. And I'm like, okay, I've been there. Let's go. Let's jump in. Let's jump in. And so I really look at, okay, what difference can I make in others' lives that will help them? And in turn, I get huge, huge, like, it's my favorite.
Yeah, I think being a mum of four and obviously just the things that you've learned along the way, naturally I can see why that shines through for you. Anything else you'd like to share, Sunshine, with us today?
I think we covered it. I,
I
like I said,
think we have.
yeah,
I
it's
think we
definitely
have.
been a great journey, and I can't wait to see how it continues.
Yes, I know. And I think there will be a lot of legacy left behind. I think now, obviously, that this is such a big part of kind of who you are. And I guess this next part of your career is really being shaped by showing up for others, which again, it's just sometimes we have to have the time for ourselves to have actually realize that that's what we need. And I agree. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And obviously, hope to share another story with you at some point.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me.